So we've been talking a lot about the weather killing everyone. Everyone is dead from the weather attacking them.
It's so shitty.
It's so sucky. And I think it's bad.
And just when everyone was like finally starting to be alive.
Well, I do think that there's a possibility that it's related, that the weather was somehow jealous.
It's always just when you're finally starting to be alive that it's like...
I know in my experience, and I have quite a bit of it.
a couple rings on the old trunk.
Yeah, it's not my first rodeo, and it's not my second rodeo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with this odometer? Oh, that can't be right.
Yeah. Can't you wind that back at all? No. I put some miles on it. You know what I mean? And it's a, and it's
you
can. Positive
like
and negative.
Stuff you can drink that does do that.
You can drink. Well, you can, and effectively.
You don't even have to drink that much of it. Like,
well, on a car, it used to be you could put a drill into the, and you could wind it back. And there are drinks that basically do that.
That with the drill, yeah.
You gotta like swirl, those tornado bottles?
Yes.
You shake up?
Yes.
And it makes the swirl? Basically, you gotta do that. And then if you open up and be the bottle swallowing the tornado, you get it going the right direction.
And then have something that can swirl you so it keeps going like that.
Yeah,
so it's swirling on its way down, and then while it's in you, it's kind of like swirling around too. So just like
the perfect version of it is you're on the scrambler.
Yes.
So it is spinning you in multiple ways because the arm is spinning and your carriage itself is spinning, and then you also have the drink spinning into you, and it served me pretty well. I have the loads of a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Yep. Speaking of the tornado.
Medical.
Speaking of that tornado from.
Yeah.
He said tornado, right?
Tornado drink.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple
soup.
Of tornadoes that are about to smash through Hollywood and the box office, but not break it. They will. It's fixing tornadoes. These tornadoes are fixing tornadoes, and so they're smashing, but it's box office smash, and the box office was broken, and they came through and they fixed it. Like the tornado in the
like
bottle,
the tornado
like
drink that is like reversing time, basically for you. This is gonna wind back the clock on Hollywood theater going.
They fixed
and,
it
and box office mojo.
And then instead of turning it inside out, they are not turning it inside out.
Yeah, instead of turning it inside out, two.
Yes, they are not turning it inside out.
They're not turning it inside out.
Two.
And instead of being, everyone not buying tickets and being bad boys, ride or die.
Yes.
They're being bad boys, ride or die.
And we get to see Glenn Powell, and it's becoming Glenn Powell from the sound of the smash.
Yeah.
To the box office. Powell, that's the sound of a hit, man.
And when I see some of the numbers that come in off these movies, I go, jeez, I can't think. Who could have done this? It couldn't have been
anyone
but you.
The movies are back.
The movies have just gotten back.
We are so back.
I am watching, and I'm salivating thinking about the mojo of the box office.
And so we will watch Tweesters,
mm-hmm.
and we will have a discussion.
The Tweester.
With everyone.
The Tweester Tweester.
If you could actually
lady.
Contribute something to the discussion this time, almost nothing after is at all relevant to the discussion that I'm seeing. It's always, we talked about how everyone's that's, always talking about their prowess.
That's been a challenge for me. The prowess discussion has been, I noticed that once we called their ass out, it had a brief spike, then did seem to calm down,
mm-hmm.
Which is like a pretty typical reaction for like a surly teen where it's in the moment, it's like, I'm going to do it even more.
Mm-hmm.
Then they kind of sit with it and go like, I guess it is over the top. But the prowess discussion has been replaced now by, in my mind, even more problematic content.
And they're going to be talking about their brief spike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just know them. They're going to mm-hmm. be right in there. With the, just delete it. They already yeah. typed it out. Just delete that.
It's a spike in their briefs, right? I got a spike in my briefs.
And whose is...
Come on, don't say
don't
that.
Don't say that. Just delete it. Stop
just
typing
stop
that.
Saying that.
You're typing it so slow anyway. Just
yeah, you just keep, you're spelling something. Brief, B-R-E-E-F.
What's, it's Glenn Powell, and who's his little lady friend?
Sydney Sweeney Todd.
No, it's not.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's not Sydney Sweeney Todd in this.
We'll see.
It's no...
One of the all-time
Edgar Jones.
Daisy Edgar Jones. Daisy Edgar Jones and the Edgar Six. Let's see what they're going to do about this. That's too loud. Ah!
Ah! Oh, ow. Whoa.
They got a shot of my car with some wheelbarrow. Sorry, they got a shot of my car with a truck connected to it. Looks interesting, and they're driving in a storm.
Wait, what do you mean?
His car is the
this is my
the
car
is the little thing the... on the back full yeah. of canisters.
Yeah,
that in your case are full of gasoline, and the caption is Kevin on my way to his garage. Mm. Or it's
to smoke a nice fat cigar,
or it's like her come over me, I'm busy, or her come over Kevin, I'm busy, her I have a intact garage. Kevin, and then this photo.
Yeah, this photo of him.
On my way.
That's the implication, yes.
Guys, whatever's in there, it's big and it's moving fast. Drive. Go, go, go.
This picture is incredible. I feel like I'm inside the movie. This is insane.
This must be people say 4K. I've noticed this. You're supposed to pronounce it fork.
Yeah, this was shot in fork.
Something smashed the windshield of the truck. Wind blowing.
The wind is moving it. The grass is going around.
They're trying to.
She doesn't want that wind. This sometimes.
Tyler Owens. Calls himself Tornado Wrangler.
Okay, pause it, Kevin. What do you think he's gonna say after if you feel it? Fuck it, right? I mean, he calls himself the Tornado Wrangler.
Mm-hmm.
What is the tornado?
But they can't say that.
If not a cone.
They didn't.
Yeah. And what is a cone if not a receptacle? For your brief spike.
Okay.
Well, what are we doing?
Maybe the I don't know. I don't.
If
think
you feel it, fuck it. What's your guess, Kevin? We all have to guess.
He's a tornado wrangler. I see tornadoes.
There's
if
also
you feel it. I see tornadoes. Okay, and Hayes.
I just want to point something out that we're seeing on the screen, and this can happen when you pause the movie. And when they're watching the movie, you can say, pause it!
Yep.
And you can see this. Someone has their phone up held sideways, but all that's on there is the menu screen.
Yeah.
Looks like an iPhone 4, too.
Yeah.
Get with the times, my guy.
They're trying to film it, but don't start it again because I want to point something out.
Okay.
Hayes is not guessing. If you feel it,
I didn't guess.
Blank.
If you feel it, oh, man.
It's electric, boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
If you feel it. And what did Kevin say? I don't want to say
He said, thing. I see tornadoes.
I see tornadoes. You said, fuck it.
Which feels like pretty close.
I'm going to say, if you feel it, meal it.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Because you can say that in a trailer like this, and that could be the new way of talking about, like, instead of saying fuck or whatever you say, like.
Well, or even instead of saying, like, that you're hungry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to scoot back so we can take it the whole thing in.
Okay, thanks.
Calls himself the Tornado Wrangler.
Calls himself that?
That was too...
Chase it. Everyone screamed chase it. They all know it as like his famous catchphrase.
Okay, just let one person talk. I can't... When you're all talking like that, I cannot understand you.
And also, like,
I'm actually trying to figure
him.
Out what to do here. Yes, exactly. I'm actually trying to, like, learn what I'm supposed to do here. It's really, really dangerous.
And I don't think that makes our guesses wrong because we don't know what he was going to say.
No.
Because they all drowned him out. He might have been about to say meal it or fuck it. He calls himself the Tornado Wrangler. This is a way to diminish this character's power. I feel like he should say people call him the Tornado Wrangler.
And she's yeah. stuffy,
they call
right?
him the Tornado Wrangler. Oh, she, buddy, you put a lump of coal up there, you bring back a diamond. I'm telling you, she's so fucking uptight.
Stuffy. That's why they call it stuffy, because you stuffy a lump of coal up there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yes.
This
and she's
chick
from,
is so type A.
And she's from university, probably.
Oh,
she's
man.
She's probably from uni.
Well, everything she learned was in a book. Everything he yes. learned was out there on the wind monster. And he is living this thing.
She probably says tornado.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
What's that in the distance? It's a tornado. It's tornado.
It's Tornator.
Madam Queen.
The Tornadinator. Ooh.
The Tornadinator. The Tornadinator.
So,
he's got sunglasses on already.
He calls himself the Tornado Wrangler, but I call him the Tornadinator.
Here's my version. I call myself the Podcast Wrangler. Cuts me with a cowboy hat. If you feel it, schedule it.
And that's you saying both because there's nobody. There's no one else there.
No one's there, yeah.
You feel it? Chase it!
Whoa, the drill is the same shape as
the
tornado.
Drill. He loves twisting the round stuff.
Big tornado coming.
Oh, she's perfect.
She's gorgeous.
You thought you could destroy a tornado.
We never had a chance.
You want one?
Big storms.
Okay, pause it. So she thought she could destroy a tornado. She has like a cloudy with a chance of meatball style kind of weather invention that mm-hmm. she wants to do.
And it's the same one from the first movie.
Mm-hmm. And
with it's a little bucket with little balls inside.
And she says, we never had a chance, you know, or she never had a chance. Yeah. The moment that I clocked, and were you feeling this at all, Hayes? He's looking up at the tornado, and he's talking about the tornado like it's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, she's beautiful. Or maybe he says she's perfect. He mm-hmm. says she's perfect. And then he turns, and this...
He says, body like a back road.
This uptight, uni... Type A stuffwad he's mm-hmm. been yeah. forced
her
to
name,
partner up with.
Becca Laureate.
Goes, she's beautiful. And he turns and there's this moment. Blink and you miss it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did catch this chemistry where they're both realizing we both want to fuck this thing. Like, maybe in different ways, because
it's a little bit of a love triangle, love cone.
Yeah, it's a love cone. And ultimately, the cone, there's two ways to view it, isn't there? As a receptacle, but also as a brief spike.
Yes, it can be, depending on, it's a circle or a triangle, which are the shapes of the two.
The two erotic.
Like, girls have circles.
Right?
But boys have triangles. But it's both.
This, actually, the tornado is God's perfect sex toy.
You don't face your fears.
They brought that back, that little machine from the first movie. Great. I mean, it's great that, like, everyone's getting work. It's wonderful. It's tough out there.
The machine, I haven't seen that machine in a movie in two or
it's
three
years. It's been
a
long time. Yeah. I just think about, like,
couldn't they have hired me instead of machine?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's new people trying to break in. And it's also, like, instead of just using the exact same people from, like, the same movies forever and ever, we bring it, like, someone like BB-8, who actually is having a really hard time.
Yeah.
We can saw him open and stuff him full of these little baubles.
Or whatever. Yeah, have him filled with fucking sand or whatever.
Just something.
Like something. Because he must have been on the sand at some point.
They chase a storm. Big tornado. Drive away in the ram.
Oh, damn.
We got twins!
Twins! Okay.
And twins!
And twins. Now, people aren't going to realize this is a little Easter egg. That is the double rainbow guy.
Yeah. People are going to say that guy died. It's like, well, movies take a really long time to make.
Yeah, you think that some of the and some of this is done with CGI. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he died doing what he loved, seeing two of a natural phenomenon.
Do you think this is the same tornado from the first movie?
Well, it's two tornadoes. So,
maybe he found his brother?
Okay, but that's not what you're saying before. I think that is probably right, but that isn't what you were saying.
T-W-I-S, the first letter, E-R.
Oh, that surely must be the whole movie spelled S. I thought they were done spelling the whole movie.
Is that it? Nope.
Is that it?
And that's a message to me watching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watching the
is
teaser.
Is that it? The R? Nope.
And is that the end of the teaser? Nope.
Mm-mm.
We have There's one more
shot
second.
Of someone getting blown by wind. And you know what they could have called it, Hayes? Twister, twister.
Twister, twister, twister.
Well, they got twins in it.
Twister, twister.
Twins!
Twister Act's not as good, but they could have called it that.
Twister Act 2?
Mm-hmm. They could have called it Twister Act 2. And Back in the Habit is tough to make a tornado out of.
Mm-hmm.
That cow, I sort of wonder about that.
It does feel like you should have seen two cows. Cow.
Yes, two cows.
I do feel like we should have seen two cows. I mean, we're being a little silly, right?
And one of the cows is like a more modern day cow.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how you illustrate that. Like,
one of the cows has iPhone face, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's epic. If one of the cows has iPhone face, maybe it's like a Zoomer cow, and it says, like, no cap, this is not bussing.
Yeah, it has
on God
the,
for
it,
real.
It has the short haircut of size and kind of the curly hair on top.
Yeah. If it's like, if it's a cow with the like Zoomer Don Draper haircut from the meme, it seems fine. And it says like no cap, moo.
I mean, they like And maybe that is in the movie, but like I do think I think that would be a nice trailer moment.
You could pack some extra butts and seats. Now this is gonna do boffo box office regardless, but we could use all the help we can get. There were some turkeys that flew into the theaters this year. And if you know anything about turkeys, they're not great at flying. In fact, they thump against the ground a lot when they try to do it with their big old juicy rumpus. So I think we do need someone like a Twisters who can sort of swirl around fast enough to get these turkeys back in the air and sort of make up for some of the lack of flight that they provided. And I don't want to name names in terms of the movies that did it, but I'm furiosa that people didn't see a couple of these because we really needed you. And I'm not going to take the fall, guys, because you know, it wasn't my fault that they didn't score big.
This says in theaters July at the end of the teaser. They should have done the same thing where it says in theater.
S. Is that it?
Daisy Edgar. No. Daisy Edgar Joan. S. Oh.
Glenn Powell and the second L.
Well, you guys probably noticed I seemed a little down this morning.
You seem better than yesterday. Yesterday you were fucking impossible.
Is this about part two of the name of the thing I forget already?
No, that's doing well.
Where are the potty at? That's doing well. Okay,
that's
good.
That's crashing. Yep.
Is that released?
That's officially released. We've gotten 80 more views since yesterday, thanks to all my day ones and day twos. But something very tragic happened yesterday. I was in my bed watching a documentary about Dave Mustaine, lead singer of Megadeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember that Sweating Bullets video?
Oh, yeah.
That video was so... It was kind of freaky. It almost scared me a little bit, but I wanted to watch it even more.
Mustaine Sally.
I says to myself, you know me. I gotta get a t-shirt.
You said you know me. You said to yourself, you know me. I gotta get a t-shirt.
Yep.
Are the covers pulled up to your chin?
Yeah.
Arms at your side.
Past the nose, just eyes.
Have we always had this pillow?
I normally hide the pillows.
Like a fucking...
Looks like it's made out of...
Muppet.
Build
fur.
A cat.
It's fucking... Did they kill Gonger from Monster Foodies to make this thing? You watch that at all?
I do watch it. It's basically all I watch.
It's pretty good.
I love it.
Yeah.
They have fun with it.
They've
they have
got
fun with the format.
They found something special with Gonger. That's like I haven't seen a new character like that in that kind of world in a while that like really resonated with me.
Gonger just made it into the crib.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And sometimes good. He will produce the Baba and say, "It's Robin."
Yes. Banana.
Banana.
Yeah, there we go.
The strawberries.
Cookie.
Cookie.
Yes, he has it. I got to work on it now. I didn't know that this was happening.
Yes. That's just at home for free. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. I'm a kid and Gonger's there. He's telling me it's ready and he sounds like him.
My dad used to do Pee Wee Herman impression. I said, "You have to stop. It was too scary."
It was really good.
It was too good.
Do you think
chilly.
He would call in and do it sometime?
You know, I brought it up to him recently and I was like, "Remember you used to do the Pee Wee Herman impression?" And he went, "Her." And I was like, "We lost it, sweetie."
Oh no.
Oh, it was bad. It was like that.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Ask him if he can take a little time with it.
Yeah,
but he should call in and do his Pee Wee Herman impression.
My throat's a little off, but I do when I read. Do you do Monster at the End of This Book?
We have not. We have not done that.
I do that one, and I do a Dees Grover. I'm not saying it's great, but it's not bad.
Grover, yeah. Grover's good. We don't have the same relationship with Grover.
Yeah, I guess he's been phased out a little bit from the... I mean, he's there, but he when I was a kid, he was like basically the most prominent figure.
And it's basically, you know, Elmo was... He's cleaned out the whole buffet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing left to go around. Elmo and Abby.
Everything is Elmo. It's fucking his world. Mm-hmm. I mean, they literally say that it is his world. Mm-hmm. It's his song. It's his world. He's doing all that shit. Yeah, then Abby's going fucking ham.
Do you have an Elmo?
We have an Elmo with a guitar.
No, I'm saying, do you have an Elmo?
Oh, do I have an Elmo voice? No. Okay, I don't think I really have that. I don't think I could do that one either.
That makes me kind of wonder even more. Does
let me see if Elana Glazer going?
No. How to?
What did that say? Okay, I can't do it at all. My throat's kind of fucked right now too. I could do an okay Grover. I don't have an Elmo. I'll be honest with you.
Helps. Certainly don't hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. We're doing other stuff though, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We got other stuff going on. What do I do?
Wait, what was it that happened? You're watching your
I'm under the covers watching Dave Mustaine 2-hour documentary. I says to myself, you know me. I got to get me a shirt. Brightness all the way up. Google Megadeth shirt. I always try to go to the band's website first, Support Direct. No t-shirt of Rust in Peace, my favorite album.
I had Euthanasia on CD, yeah.
Guess I gotta go Etsy Stylies. Okay. I'm seeing something I like in a size I like. Not as drippy as I normally do. Purchase. Wait a second. That's not my address. That's the place I used to live. Message seller. Hello. Sorry. I put the wrong address. This is the correct address. I go to bed. I wake up. 2 emails. First email. Your product has been shipped. Second email. From the seller. Sorry, I sent it to the other address. So.
Broke into the old apartment.
Mm-hmm.
This is where my shirt was shipped.
It's official.
Rest in peace. Like a death shirt that I got off of Etsy. This is where my shirt was shipped.
I'm moving back to my old place.
I know it won't fit me very well. I'll just fold it and keep it on the shelf.
No songs. You listen to top 40 radio now. There's no songs about breaking into your old apartment.
It sucks. It fucking sucks.
Even
and no implication that there was a nearly violent fight in the apartment.
So many songs about getting a huge argument with your loved one.
Yeah.
They're sort of all about that.
Yeah, they used to be. It used to just be. It used to be right on the surface that's like, look, we're screaming at each other.
Yes.
Like, we are fighting. Fucking everybody was talking about it. Avril Lavigne wanted to talk about it. The Bare Naked Ladies. Dashboard Confessional made an entire career out of it.
That's what we were doing back then.
We were just yelling at each other because, let's face it, it's frustrating. Now, what are the songs about? Right? What's one song about? Cruel Summer? I guess they scream at each other, that one. But think of another one.
What's another one, Kevin? I mean, you're...
You're my little boo thing. It's all about being my little boo thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the Billboard's up to these days. Billboard Hot 100.
Gone
coming
fishing,
at number one.
Says, oh, brother.
I Had Some Help featuring Morgan Wallen.
Mm. You listen to this Zach Bryan Pink Skies song?
No.
Oh, this gives me chills, Hayes. This song, I'm ready to become emotional during this song.
Wow.
It's pretty powerful stuff. He's good.
I like the, Lee and I like the song Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
You listen to that?
She goes, I'm working late because I'm a singer. I said, I'm working late because I'm a podcast producer.